The sun has begun to emerge from the clouds as I drive into the city's west end. The early evening showers have left this brick-lined street puddled, and the leaves of the linden trees are glistening in the late summer's golden hour. Here at David Kane's house, the front yard is a garden of characters. Dwarf weeping trees, Japanese maples, a peony tree, and Japanese shrubs.
So I didn't know how to categorize or characterize what I was doing here. But then, you know, like I signed up for Garden Walk once and figured, ooh, boy, now you got to actually call it something. So best I could come up with is Japanese, Tim Burton, Blair Witch, and Apocalypse Now. You know, that's my gardening style. Sometimes I think of it as just being like, you know, another composition, you know.
David takes me inside, where I'm met by his two dogs, Daisy and Wes. His wife, Lisa, and teenage daughter, Ava, sit in the kitchen at the porcelain top table that came from his childhood home. David's house, like his garden, is an extension of his personality. The rooms are dimly lit. Artwork lines the walls. Religious iconography and Day of the Dead imagery are the dominant themes. David takes me to the basement, his place for creating.
This is where it happens. This is the basement. This is where I get to create. This is the room that my wife and daughter don't even come down here. They hate the basement. I love it.
The corners of the basement are dark. The ceiling is low, and it's a rather tight space. All around are electronic instruments, keyboards, a theremin, and a variety of gadgets that David's collected to experiment with sound.
I chalk up a lot of hours down here, either creating or just sitting and listening sometimes, or generating new ideas. I'm happiest when I'm composing. You know, for me, the thrill isn't doing a gig. You know, I like that, but I'm happiest by myself, really, you know, in the basement and working up a new idea.
David Kane's group, Them Jazz Beards, has been performing together now for nearly 30 years. David's body of music also includes solo works and works written for the David Kane Quartet, music for the dance stage, and several film scores, including Buffalo Bushido and a documentary film I co-produced for WNED several years ago.
Yeah, I just always like to keep moving on. You know, there's like not one thing that I've done that I feel so attached to that I don't want to leave that, you know, leave that zone, leave that area.
Recently, David's been recording at Propellerhead Media here in Buffalo, working with vocalist John Tuhill on a project called Night Slaves.
All right, ready to do this thing?
Yeah, I guess ready enough.
Here you go.
Night Slaves happened because I was interested in doing an electronic project with one other person, ideally a vocalist, and ideally somebody younger, just to see what would happen, you know, if we combine this transgenerational sort of a project. And by doing a project like Night Slaves, it allowed me to see a whole different scene that I really didn't know existed, because if you just sort of stick with going to places where people in your own age bracket go, you're only going to see a certain type of thing. But, you know, I mean, Night Slaves, we primarily play for, you know, 20 and 30-year-olds. And there's a hell of a scene going on there. And it's just mind-blowing. I have a lot of, you know, wonderful moments of past history and stuff, but none that I'd want to be stuck in forever. I'm happy things evolved as they have, and I've ended up in the place that I'm at with my family, my house, my music, my garden. I consider myself pretty lucky.
Night Slaves' latest release is due out later this year. For the Arts and Culture Desk, I'm Scott Sackett on WBFO.